Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from a beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Ah, yes, 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 it's still a beautiful day. Cold and raining. How is your weather wherever you are? Oh, my, my. We are having some strange weather things today, aren't we? We are not used to this here in Florida, but nevertheless, we'll make it. Yes, yes, yes. So glad to be with you here the first of the year once more and again. Oh, it's such a pleasure. Yes, it is. I just want you to know today that I love you. I really, really do. And all those who are with me today, send their very best to you, 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 and you. Yes, they love you too. That's why we're still here, just because we love you. And trust that you had a great, great holiday. Did you have a good one? Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving. You had all three of those holidays. Did you have a good one? I know you did. You can call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Press the 1, and you'll get us. Yes, so we thank God for you. Right now, we want to listen. You didn't get your prayer request in. That's what I wanted to tell you. Your prayer request in, huh? Or do you have it all in the bag already? Well, now, if you don't, call us at 347-857-3925. We can add your name to the prayer list. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, giving you honor, glory, and praise, thanking you, Lord, Father God, for this day, Lord, Father God. Father God, we come before you, Lord, Father God, asking you, Lord, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord, Father God, for any sin, Lord, Father God, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, and in action, Lord, Father. And Father God, as I hold to you, Lord, Father God, each and every person, Lord, Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord, Father God, as well, Lord, Father God, as our own personal prayer list, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to have your way, Lord, Father God. Father God, we thanking you, Lord, Father God, how you continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Vianne, Lord, Father God. Touch Marie Rhymes right now, Lord. Isaiah Williams, Lord. Jessica right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Johnny Whitted, Roosevelt Benjamin, Rudy Mae Smith right now, Lord, Father. Dry up that cancer right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. For you said, by your stripes, we are healed, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, touch Jennifer Olivier right now, Lord, Father God. Marion Christian, Lord. Victor Santos, Lord. Diana Mantonio, Lord. Joanne. Teresa Disher, Lord. Stephen. Lori, Gary Dunkley, Damon Thomas, Lord, Father. Father God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We're thanking you, Lord, Father God, for what you have already done for them right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, even for touching minds right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for sending your only begotten Son, Lord, Father God, to die on the cross, Lord, Father God, for our sins, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, they call, Lord, Father God, for prayer, Lord, Father. Father God, they know they can't do it by themselves, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, today, Lord, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to draw your people, Lord, Father God, closer to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father God, as Apostle and Bishop and Deacon Michael, Lord, Father God, come forth on this broadcast. I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, decrease them, Lord, Father God, as you increase in them right now. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for healing and deliverance, Lord, Father God, being in the midst, Lord, Father. Father God, those coming to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father God, I cancel all and any assignment, Lord, Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord, Father God, to hinder it, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Father God, we say show up and show out. Lord, Father, use your woman and man of God today, Lord, Father God. Touch our listeners right now, Lord, Father. Father God, for those, Lord, Father God, that don't know you today, Lord, Father God. And Father God, they want to give their life to you today, and they are not ashamed, Lord, Father God. All they have to do is press that one button today, Lord, Father God, and we will lead them right there in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father God, we say thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey. Amen, amen, and amen. You know, we don't want to fail to put a shout-out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team, and also Diane Dungy, also of the winning team. We want to thank God for them, wherever they are at this time, whenever they listen. We want to let them know that we are thinking about them right now. In this hour, we thank them, and we thank you. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. And remember, today, you're going to hear from Bishop John Porter and Deacon Mike and Sister Diane. And if you, and we're going to hear from you, yes, because you're going to let us know just what God did for you this New Year's Eve. What you believe, do you believe he's going to answer your prayer? Well, you're going to have a chance on this broadcast because we have some extended time, and you're going to have a chance to call and let us know. Now, we don't want you to preach a whole sermon, okay? All right, not a whole sermon, just a mini one, you know. Praise God, and let us know what you believe that God is going to do for you. Is he or isn't he? Do you believe or don't you believe? Huh? Is that all right? Okay, let me give you my little word for today. You know, I always try to have one for you. When you seek to discover for yourself the answer to the question, who am I? You will cease to wander aimless on life's detours and begin to travel purposefully toward a more effective personality. Now, can you believe that? Do you hear what it's saying? When you seek to discover for yourself the answer to the question, who am I? You will cease to wander aimlessly on life's detours and begin to travel purposefully toward a more effective personality. Now, think about that, will you today? Think about that. All right. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, you know, think about why you traveling on the road you're traveling, who you are, why you travel. Many people don't know who they are today. Praise God. But guess what? Today we're going to help you out a little bit, okay? Get your prayer in. Bless God. Get your prayer in, all right? Amen. I'm starting with the 15th chapter of St. John. You know, today, and I will start at the 4th verse, but that is not the one I'm thinking of at this time to go for a subject today, but I'm going to start with the fourth verse. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except ye abide in me. Oh, my God, if I don't never say another word, that in itself should tell you who you are, and who you belong to, and who you connected to. Do you get the picture? My. Let me read on some more. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Now listen to this. Now, in that fourth verse, I say, no more can you except you abide in me. You can't do nothing without God. And then the next verse, he just plainly tell you, for without me you can do nothing. You got to abide in Christ. This is it. This is just, there's no other answer. You can go to the moon and back, and you still can't find that answer. Except you abide in the vine. And that vine, Jesus told you, he said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He lets you know you hanging on. See, the branches is attached to what? The vine, is it not? Think about that. So you are attached to Jesus whether you want to admit it or not. Hello? Okay, let me go on a little bit further. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are what? Burned. Do you want to get burned? Do you want to do that? All right, think about it now. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. See, now, that's, you know, is your Bible, if you got your Bible, is the words in red? That means Jesus is talking to you. You always want to know, I want to hear, how is Jesus going to talk to me? When is Jesus going to talk to me? He's talking to you. Read the words in red. He's talking directly to you right there. Abide in him. He is the one that you're to be connected to. Do you want to be a producer? Come on now. Do you want to be a producer? A producer of what, A producer of good fruit. Great fruit, He said, did he not tell you the same bringeth forth much fruit? If you abide in him, you're going to bring forth what? Much fruit. But let me say this to you. What I want to deal with you today is by this word. You heard of pruning trees when the people prune trees, right? And the flowers, how they had to prune them, cut them back, and everything like that, you know. And when they do, it grows better, do it not? Come on, think about it. Now, see, some folks, a lot of Christians, a lot of people that say they are in Christ Jesus, life is as a bed of roses. Now, others see it like that they're in a battlefield. And one group will say one thing and say, if I have enough faith, I'll never be sick. You heard them people, don't you? And when, why are you sick? You say you have faith. Have you not heard that? You hear that, don't you? Come on now, you know you hear it. And you hear another one say, well, how you got broke? You know, you ain't supposed to be broke. You have faith. You in Christ, Or whatever your problem is, you see, sickness, health, finance, whatever it is. Somebody got something to say about it, isn't it? So another group say, I have more troubles than Job do. You know how you talk, we talk. You know you talk that way. Come on now. But the truth is this. Your faith level is revealed by what? You want to guess what it is? What your faith level is told to you by? What? Hard times. Now you can't even fathom that, can you? Yes, but God say He was with me. He's still with you. He was with Jesus, wasn't He? Jesus suffered, didn't He? Jesus had pains of all kind with people and people trying to kill Him and everything. I mean, you know, and at the end they whipped Him so much till they thought they killed Him. Huh? They thought they killed Him. But let me throw a little something in. He was pruned very good, wasn't He? Huh? His body was ripped to shreds for you and I. For much fruit. We are the much fruit. Tell yourself, I'm the much fruit. Oh, I'm the much fruit today. Come on, tell me something now. Hallelujah. You see what I'm talking about? See, so therefore, when you are pruned, when you are going through these things, doesn't matter what you're going through or how you're going through, you are being pruned for greater works, greater fruit, greater avenues and levels in Christ. You didn't look at it that, huh? That is the truth. See, that's your faith level. That's where your faith level is. Now, when your back is against the wall financially, you know your back gets you. Now, if y'all don't never get your back financed, guy, you must be a very wealthy person, okay? If your finance back is not against the wall, then there must be something else against it. You know, that means sickness, or you got some naughty children, or you got a crazy husband or wife, or something going on out of the ordinary, huh? Now, and it would tell you, say, you need faith. You need to believe God. This is what you say. But I believe God. Do you believe that He's Jehovah Jireh? Do you believe that that's who He is, the Lord who provides, and He can be more than enough? Do you believe that, huh? If you can believe that, then you don't have to worry about what you see or what you don't see, do you? Come on now, because He is doing what? Setting you up to be blessed. He is setting every one of us up. And you know that every prophet is talking here and there all over the place about what God is going to do this year. And listen, are you holding on to that word? Do you trust your prophet? Huh? Do you? You know, I was thinking about that this morning. I said, you know, God, I say the prophet may be prophesying, but do the people want to trust their prophet? And that the word is coming from you, Lord. Now, if you don't believe the word, do you expect it to come to pass?
That's right.
You don't expect it to come because you don't trust your prophet. You don't trust the word of God that's coming through the prophet. Come on now, think about it, huh? He's not your Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that's more than enough and will provide. Or you may be very sick. We know some people that's very sick. You cannot say that when you talk to them, they say, yes, I believe God. Huh? But they're battling these illnesses and some naysayer comes to the bedside. You know, don't go to people's hospital room talking that negative stuff.
Come on now.
Huh? You're supposed to go there to lift them up because when you finish, they're going to drop dead messing with you. Huh? But you're supposed to be there lifting them up because they are battling something. They're going through the battlefield of an illness that they don't have nothing, they can't do nothing about. But they've got to have faith, and you need to help them have faith because the word says if two of you agree is touching anything, it shall be done. So you should come in trusting what you know and then what they know. Ask them what they know and do they believe God. And the two of you get together agreeing in the word of God and that Jehovah Rapha, the great physician who promised to heal you, will heal you.
All right.
Huh? Hello, somebody. Did you get it? Praise God. I just want you to know that just because you're battling something don't mean that you don't have faith. That faith is coming to do what? To make you strong. And as you get stronger, you will begin to sow your seeds of faith in Christ Jesus so that you can do what? Reap the harvest of being well, a divine healing. How's that? You go for that? Would you take that? Will you accept that today? Will you? Now, he said, if you abide in me, you'll bear much fruit. What fruit will I buy? What fruit will I get? If you're sick, you're going to get well. The fruit of healing is going to be poured upon you. Do you get it? If you're financially broke, you know, you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your light bill, you can't pay whatever, and all of that good stuff. You know, you go to your friend and they can't help you. You go to your mama, your daddy, and they can't help you. Your sister, the brother, can't nobody help you. Huh? So who do you go to? I heard a song say you go to the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. That rock is Jesus Christ. You go to him because he will be your provider. He will be your healer. He will be whatever your counselor. If you need a lawyer, he will be that also. Whatever you need, he'll be your caretaker. He'll be your dresser. Whatever you need, God will be it because you went to the right rock. You didn't go get some heroin rock. You didn't get that crack rock. You didn't get that because it can't help you. All it's going to do is make you be more in debt than you was before, and somebody going to end up hurting you because you owe them money, you see. So he say, abide in me, not abide in the things that are on the outside, like these people. You don't abide in people is what I have a saying that I say. I don't believe in people. I believe in God moving on people, you see. Because if you just believe on that person, he or she won't give you anything. They won't never help you. They will not make sure that you are provided for or anything else. They ain't even come to the hospital to see you, you see. But when it comes down to believing and trusting in the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, let me tell you, honey, let me tell you, he gonna be there every time. Oh, my God, I heard this song say, yea, so I will walk through the garden. When I go through the garden, and I go through praying, you hear what I'm saying? He'll walk with me and he'll talk with me and he tells me that I'm his own. And when I know that he's my own, I know that he got my back. Hallelujah, glory to God. Every time you think about Ephesians 6, you know that he say you stand when it don't look like you can stand, you keep standing in it high. If it looks like the ground finna sink, you keep standing there on it because it will become solid in just a few moments because your faith is going to make you whole. My God, see, so don't let the pruning toss you into another level that's lower than where God called you to be at. See, your assignment has been already assigned to you. Do you hear what I'm saying? So if it's assigned to you, that means you're going to make it all right. You're going to do well. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God. You're going to make it anyhow. You know, they say, let me just sing. I ain't going to sing no song, praise God. But you know what? The Lord is blessing me right on. It looks dark and dreary. It looks like I'm not going to make it. It looks like I can't see my way, but I know the way is already made. I believe in sitting back and saying, okay, God, where is it? What you going to do? How do I do this? What's the next step? And he always come through. Don't he come through? Come on now. Just say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Don't care how it looks, you just say hallelujah anyhow, because the blessing has come to you and I. But we got to do what? We got to abide in the vine. We got to stay connected. To the right source. Do you hear what I'm saying? When you stay connected to the right source, you're going to bear much fruit.
Yeah.
And when you bear much fruit, praise God, what is you going to have? You're going to have some staying power. My. You know what? Say, whatever come against me. He said, I'm going to lift up a standard against it. Oh, my God, I'm going to speak to that trouble. I'm going to speak to the sickness. I'm going to speak to it all, and I'm going to keep speaking the word of God until something happens. I'm not going to just speak it one time and it stop. I know God can hear, and he don't take forever, but my faith tells me to say it until I see it. And that's what I'm going to do. Because what? Sometimes God don't heal you right away because of the gift that he's given you, because of the assignment that he's assigned you to. You may have to go through more than others that go through. Some people look like they just slide right on through trials and tribulation, and you look like, my God, mine look like from one day after another, every year. I say, Lord, this is my season. It didn't end up be the winter season, cold and dreary, and the rain and snow is falling on me, you know, all the time. And then I'm mad with somebody. Can't get mad with God. He says it's your season, but you didn't ask him which season. You see what I'm saying? You didn't ask him. This could be your season of pruning. You know, there's certain seasons that the trees lose all their fruit and their leaves. God has to take them all off to bring in the new. See, so since this is 2018, now you're starting new. Your tree is going to bear more fruit and much fruit and greater fruit and better fruit. Somebody ought to say better fruit.
Better.
I got better fruit, hallelujah, than I had last year. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah, because what? God has let the ground, what, be fertilized with the right type of fertilizer in order for me to get the best fruit. This is what they do. This is what the farmers do. They have to put the best food substance to each individual seed that's growing, the tree or whatever is growing, the vine. It has to have the best. And God, I know, let me tell you one thing. God is placing the best people he got from us in this time. He's given us new people in our life that are way better than the ones we had before, because he moved the other ones out so he can move the good ones in. Because we've been had a fruit with yellow leaves on it, and, you know, and the trees and even the branches looked like they was rotten and dry rotted. You know, praise God. So God had to prune the tree. Sometimes he have to make it naked. He have to make it plumb naked in order for to do what? To start it over again, reprocess, recalculate, start all over again. I love it, praise God, hallelujah. Ain't it good that God don't leave you like you are? Oh, hallelujah. He's always doing what? Making things brand new for you. You know, some of the scientists said that our body go through a process every 7 years renewing itself. Unless it has deteriorated, it will not renew some parts of the body, but usually they renew itself every 7 years. Have you been renewed? Is this your year? Because have God pruned you, taken out things that are not right, that he don't want there, that shouldn't be there, because you cannot finish your work with those old dry rotted limbs? You did it. Come on now. I mean, you may not like my terminology too good, but you know that's how I talk. Praise God. Anyhow, hallelujah, because God is doing what? Changing things for you, because you are abiding in him. So when you're abiding in him, he has to do what? Bring you up to the level that he wants you to be in for this time. See, each time that comes in your life, he do what? He takes you to another level. Because he's bringing you to where? To your full potential. You have not reached your full potential yet. You think you have, because you think you know everything. But you don't know everything right now. God does things through process. And when he do process, he have a process of elimination. He has to eliminate things in your life that you've gathered up over the years through your sinful days. You gathered up. He's got to take those out because you've been hanging on to them. It's like a squirrel jumped up in your tree. You know, he jump up there and he just bouncing up and down, and he gone, and the tree still, and the limb still bouncing. And you swear things are still there. He ain't there no more. He just left. He gone to another branch, you see. So God is moving in your life, letting you know that things change. Some of it looked like it's still working, but it's not working if you really ask God. See, the thing is, we won't ask him. He say, anything you ask in my name, he said, I'll do it. But you don't ask him, and you don't ask him in his name. You ask him amiss, as the word say. Glory to God. So now listen, just get together here. Let's get on the good foot and do the way God wants us to do. You don't try to be something to somebody else, but you try to be who God wants you to be. That's what you're working at. What kind of fruit are you? I don't know, you may be an apple, you could be an orange. I don't know if you're a peach or a pear, but whatever, you could be just a pecan. You see what I'm saying? But whatever you are, God made you. Stop, if you're a pecan, stop trying to be a pear. Stop trying to be a pear and be what you are, what God called you to be. See, this is our problem. We're always trying to be what somebody else is and do what other people do, and that's not your assignment. Our assignments are different. Do you get the picture? Our assignments are different. Do you get it? So let us say, put me in, Lord God, the right way. The right assignment, Lord. Put me in that today, God. That is where I want to be, Father, in my right assignment. You don't want to be in nobody else's, do you? God called you to be a pastor, and you out there trying to be the great apostle and bishop. Now, don't get mad. How are you all of them? You pastor, prophet, apostle, bishop, chief apostle, how you all of that? What are you producing? Confusion? Pick out one of those titles and go with it. The assignment that God gave you, what did he give you? He do promote. Yes, he does. He really do. He promotes, but he ain't tell you to use all three titles behind your name or in the front of your name, wherever you want to put it. You don't need all that to prove who God is, that God is in you. All you got to do is be fruitful, and multiply, replenish. You don't need those many names or titles to replenish the earth, to bring restoration to people. You do not need all those titles. As a matter of fact, you know, you don't really need none of them because we misuse them all. You see? But what we're doing today is we're trying to take all these unnecessary things away from you in order for you to be able to walk your assignment, to be used by God. See? And you hear today, you hear many people, well, I don't want to be here. God told me to go over there. And God, see, y'all make God sound like he confused. God is not confused. And I heard somebody say that God ain't bipolar. You know, I thought that was real funny. Praise God. You know why? Because this is the way we want to make him like we are, and he's not us. He is God Almighty by himself, and he does not need anyone to defend him. If anything, he'll defend you. You see, he's letting us know today that, listen, I have made you into what? To be connected to me, to abide in me. And listen here, you don't need nothing else but me. See, if you can just get that through your head, you'll be doing good. And listen what he say. And this is what I like, the eighth verse. Say, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Now, it sounds to me like you got all this here to do to be a disciple. You got to be a disciple. That's what you have to be. And the Father's glorified through you bearing much fruit, bringing forth fruit, faith, bringing forth faith. Bringing forth divine help, bringing forth a financial windfall to yourself and to your family around about and everything, you see. All these things can be yours, but you're going to have to abide in the Father. You got to abide in the Jesus Christ. You got to have both of them. You can't have one without the other. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, ain't no such thing as having one without the other. You're going to have all both of them, okay? He says, the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. Now, you know, this is what I thought about this year coming up, is that our love has grown cold.
Come on, Apostle, come on.
He told us to abide in the love. Huh? This is what he wants us to do. After you done hung on and you done went through whatever you went through, you need to have some love. If you can't love the people that helped you through when you was down and out and sick and suffering and somebody's praying for you and trying to help you, you turn them aside and start being mean to them because they're trying to help you and everything. Do you expect them to keep helping you? People have feelings. People have feelings when you get ugly to them. You see what I'm saying? And what fruit are you bearing? You just cut your fruit off the tree and it fell to the ground, and what happened? The birds and they're picking at it. You ever seen a mango tree and the mangoes fall to the ground? All the mangoes on the ground, you think you're going to get without climbing up the tree? The bird done picked it. He done picked all through it, you see. Don't you be one of them falling to the ground where the bird go and pick it up. Just chip, 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 pick all the good part out. You ain't got nothing left. He say, much fruit. And when he give you much fruit, he wants your fruit to do what? Remain. 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 That's what he wants your fruit to do. You know, how do you get your fruit to remain? You got good fruit. You got good fruit. You're allowed to be pruned. You're allowed to go through. Don't feel bad because it looks like trouble won't ever go away. But remember the other song that say trouble don't last always. And when you look around, it doesn't. Now, I don't know how long your time is. It could be a year, 2 years, 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, or 50 seconds. But trouble don't last always. And you should know, because the trouble you had, some of the trouble you had last year left and gone, and you ain't got it so far. And don't entertain it to bring it back. You see? Just keep connected to the vine. Keep connected to the vine. Because that is where the greatness come in. Because you allowed yourself to go through trials and tribulation, but you did it with joy. You did it in praising and worshiping and glorifying God. This is what you were doing while you were going through. It ain't, I know it don't feel good. Lord knows none of that trouble feel good. No pain don't feel good when it's in your body. Oh, my God, if you got a headache, you know that don't feel good. See? And the migraines, I know some people get crazy with the migraines. So you know it don't feel good. But after it's gone, I don't know whether you take something to move it or God do it without you taking anything, whichever way it goes. The thing is, trouble don't last always. The pain ain't going to last always because there's going to be some way to do what? To soothe the pain. God always got a way. Did you hear me today? God always got a way. Hallelujah, glory to God. So let me tell you, don't be afraid to go through trials sometime. And don't let people belittle you. Don't let them talk about you, tell me you ain't got no faith, huh? And he just tell them, say, well, he said, if I have the faith of the grain of mustard seed, see, just the mustard seed faith, he gonna still can use that. Huh? And he said to every man he dealt a measure of faith. Every person has a certain degree of faith. So don't even go there when you tell a person, well, now, how you got sick? I say, I don't know, ask God. When you tell them that, you gonna ask a person, well, how you got sick? I don't know, maybe I ate the wrong thing. You know, I went out there in the rain, you know, thought I was Superman or somebody, and got all wet, and I got pneumonia and everything else. And so what is that? You're going to get sick, right? Yeah, something's going to happen. But don't let nobody belittle you about your faith. People will attack you. I don't care when you say, I'm a woman, a man of faith, they will attack you. Oh, yeah, they will attack you. They just about put you in the ground with their attacks, you know. So don't let them do it to you today. Just say, I'm going through. We all go through, don't you? Now, listen, you can't say Joe went through. He lost everything, and then even his body was messed up. Balls all over his body. The entire body. Now, what can you say? He wasn't a man of faith. But now when you go back and start reading in Job, you find out he was being pruned. He was being tried. He told the devil, say, now, have you tried him? Try my servant Job. I know he going to stand. Can God brag on you? Can he brag on you? Say, I'm going to put him through the mill. Have you tried? Can God depend on you when he sick the devil on you? Can he depend on you? He stepped back and said, okay, go ahead on, try him. I know they're going to stand. He have confidence in your faith. But you don't have confidence in your faith because so you're looking at the outside, everything that he's done, and the doctor give you a bad report, and, Lord, I wasn't looking for this, and I didn't expect this. No, nobody ever do. But God just stepped back to do what? To make you better. That's like taking castor oil. You know, you take castor oil to make you better, don't you? Your parents and your young always give the children a dose of castor oil for everything. I mean, you had castor oil for everything. That was a miracle drug. It's a miracle medicine. And you took it and it seemed to help too, didn't it? And that cod liver oil. They gave us that stuff. So when God stepped back, God stepped back and allowed the enemy to attack you because he has greater works for you. He wants you to come through with flying colors. He don't want you to get down there and say, I give up. I'm going to just go on and die. You're going to be like the other prophet. You're going to be like him. I just might as well die. Well, you might as well if you want to, but I don't want to. I'm not going to say nothing like that. I'm going to say, Lord, help me to stand through this storm. Help me go through my wildernesses. Wouldn't you say that? Come on, somebody. I know you will. And he'll bring you through, too, won't he? He'll bring you through every time. Do you see what I'm saying? Every Christian life is a battlefield. And the level of the attacks is determined, it's determined by the size of your God-given assignment. What size is your assignment? What size is it? And what is the reward that he have awaiting for you? What a reward. See, you don't even know what the reward he got waiting for you. You just start saying, oh, God, please take it away. Please, please, please. You can say please all you want. He still ain't taking it away. Huh? He only answered to faith now. Now, when he see your faith come up there and he know you done went through the battle, he know you went through it. Huh? And you still didn't curse him. You still praised him. You still glorified him. You still magnified him. Even though you were sick unto death, you know he's going to bring something out of that. Huh? He's going to bring you to the, because your faith proved itself. Hmm? So Satan's attack was just a compliment, wasn't it? Hmm? To help you get where you got to go. Do you hear? You see what I'm saying? My. Can you see it? Oh, my God. Now, God may regularly prune you. He may regularly do it regularly. You're not going to like it, I know. But it's for the greatness of your assignment. Huh? When he do it for you. And for you to do what? Get more knowledge of him. See, you draw closer to God. It should draw you closer to God, not away from him. Now, if you draw it away from him, you ain't had nothing from the beginning. See? But when he do it, he drawing you closer. Huh? Praise God. He drawing you close. All right. My God, my God. You know, I love it when I think about what God is doing, you know, and how important it is to abide in him, to stay with him. Now, you know, everybody going to have a problem maybe in the church they go to. They may not going to like everything. Nobody likes everything that the pastor preach or nothing. You ain't supposed to. It's supposed to make you mad sometimes. If it don't make you mad, you already on the way to heaven. It's supposed to get you upset. That's when it gets you upset, it does what? Bring you out of you. It allows you to see yourself when you get mad. Oh, they preaching about me. They probably don't know the first thing about you. Because you don't go tell them nothing. You go tell everybody in town about your business, but you don't tell the pastor. So when the pastors be preaching about it and it hits you, you think, well, somebody told him. Well, you know who you told. See? We get all mixed up. See? When God get to pruning us and get to bringing us through these trials and tribulations and taking away some of the stuff you was held so dear, I told you to, don't get mad, I told you about you loving your child so much till you won't chastise them. Huh? Oh, I just love my baby, and you know, I got to give my baby everything. You're making a mess. And when you love him more than Jesus, everything comes before God, you supposed to lose that child. Now, you just keep asking God. He'll tell you. You can call me what you want. It don't make no difference. But I learned all this stuff through the hard way. The hard way. When that pruning come, you got to watch out. Which one of these trees finna get pruned? What's in my life getting ready to be taken from me? You know, oh, I just love my husband. I just love my husband to death. I just love my wife to death. And you will be the death of him. See? Because I ain't going to church because he don't want me to go to church today. I ain't going to church because she get upset if I go to church. Let him get upset. Go to church and serve and worship the Lord. You see, stop trying to put everything into place. You just didn't want to go in the first place, did you? That's all it is, but you want to blame that on the man or the woman. That's all you do. Well, I found out one thing. If he get mad, you know, he just get mad. Say, okay, God, put a shield around, protect me when I go home because I know I got to fight. Amen. Have you ever been through that? I know some of y'all been through that. But you don't want to talk about it, do you? I know you don't want to talk about it. But let me tell you, it's important that you abide in the vine, people. It's important. It's very important. You want to be have a good testimony before the Lord? You don't want to collapse on nothing, do you? You want to stay with it. You don't want your trees to be cut down and thrown in the fire, do you? You don't want your fruit to be no more. That tree can't bring no more fruit because it's what? It's dead and it's thrown in the fire and it's burnt. That's where it is. That's where God would take us. Burn us in the fire. We won't be no more. We can't produce anything anymore. Okay? All right, praise God. I'm going to let somebody else have some now. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank Apostle for that word about that pruning. You know, and you got to abide by it. What did Jesus say? If you abide by me and words abide in ye, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. You know, but first you got to ask. But I'm going to go back a little further from what Apostle was saying and talking about. I'm going to go back a little further here in the book. We're going to go back to Exodus in the 33rd chapter. And we're going to start with the third verse. Unto a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. See, God was giving them a warning. He was warning the people. Now, people talk about being, you know, Apostle was talking about being pruned, but first you got to allow yourself to be pruned. See, a lot of people don't allow themselves to be pruned. A lot of people don't allow it. See, and in this story here, I'm going to read on and you'll see what I'm getting at. And it says, for the Lord has said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. See, God is warning. He's telling them what to do. He's telling them his disappointment in them. Let's put it to you that way. He's telling them because, you know, Israel was always getting into trouble. See, Jesus couldn't get no fruit out of Israel. The reason is because they were so stiff-necked. You know, they were disobedient. And they were so into themselves and whatever else came about. And they served other gods. They did all these other things as much as Jesus, as God did for them. They still went different directions. So how can you prune? Let's go this way. How can you prune a weed? The only way you can prune a weed is pull it up. It's done. Get it from the root, because if you don't get it from the root, that weed going to come back again. So how can people get into this when they don't want to? They rather be a weed than a fruit tree that blossom. You know, because I think once before we were talking about the bees. The bees pollinates the fruit because of the flowers in it. See, everybody has, as Apostle said, everybody got an assignment. Every creature has an assignment. Every insect has assignment. And I don't know about them roaches because they some worse than creatures. But everything has an assignment. Everything has something to do in this world. Everything has a part to play, so to speak. And see, and as this story goes, when God told them and told Moses, verse 6, and the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took to the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. See, he didn't put the church in the camp. He put the church outside the camp. So therefore, what was going on? What was going on was this. He had to have a sacred place for the congregation to get together, for everyone to come together. See, the point, man, is everybody want to do their own thing. You can't do that with God. You got to adhere to what God has in store for each and every one of us. We got to pray, and we got to keep these things going. See, as Apostle say, when you got God on your side, how can you go wrong? You know, the thing about it is a lot of people don't want to be fertilized and pruned. They can't stand it. They can't stand chastisement. They can't stand no one talking to them. They can't stand for someone else to be right. They can't stand for the word of God to even be right because they got to be right. See, you can't get pruned and produce no fruit when you can't adhere to the word, when you can't do what God wants you to do and what your leaders are telling you. How can you get pruned? How can you go through the word of God and get there when you're so stiff-necked as the children of Israel? Okay. Listen, God gave his only begotten son for us and our stiff-neckedness, because all of us were stiff-necked at once upon a time. We wasn't born saved. The only person was born saved, but there was only two people. That was Jesus and John. We can't say the rest of us was, because all of us were born in sin. So we should know what sin is, because everyone is born with a right and wrong gene that's in them. You either go right or you go wrong. That's up to you. That's up to your parents, too, to teach you right from wrong. But the thing about it is, people don't want to prune the trees. See, when you're a child, you get pruned. You get cultivated. You get fertilized for you to grow and to blossom and to become something. But you can't do that if you're not getting fertilized. You're not getting taught. You're not getting into the word of God to produce something. Produce the word. Produce what God has in store for each and every one of us. See, as apostles say, we need to learn how to take this pruning. See, a lot of us can't take it. A lot of us can't handle it. See, I was one of them stiff-necked people before. I ain't ashamed to say it. You know, I was so stiff, I couldn't even turn my neck. You know, so I can tell you about it, you know, and then God got me and he got me good. I got prophesied to and I went the wrong way. So, hey, you know, I get what I deserve because I did it. No one else did it. No one twisted my arm. That came out of my own free will. So I'm telling you, I was just like the people of Israel. I knew what was right and what was wrong, but I did the opposite. I did the wrong things. See, and as it says here in verse 8, and it came to pass when Moses went out into the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood, every man at his tent door, and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. So what they telling you is they made sure Moses got in that tabernacle undeterred. They made sure Moses was there because they looked up there to make sure that the man of God was entering that tabernacle. But you see, this is how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to look after your gardener, so to speak. Your gardener's supposed to be the one taking care of you. That's who takes care of you. That's who helps prune you. That's who helps bring you out. See, a lot of people reject. They reject their pastors and them. They reject the word that's coming forth. Because they're so stiff-necked. They're so stubborn. Because they're looking at things a different direction, a different way. Now, see, a lot of people have their own take on religion. A lot of them have their own take on Christianity, what they think is supposed to be. You know, so I was looking at the news, and they was talking about the Coptic Christians. And I say, man, I haven't heard about them in a long time. You know, but the thing about it is they were talking about how they was killing the Coptic Christians. So, you know, you don't want to get them people started because they go back at you. You know, they believe an eye for an eye, and they don't play. You know, so we got to look at who are we dealing with? Who are we talking to? What are we doing? Are we willing to grow? Are we willing to put forth the effort to have fruit? See, a lot of times it's all about effort. And it's all about the understanding. And it's all about we getting there. See, when you look, you can see a big oak tree. And you can watch that oak tree over the years grow and expand and expand. Next time you know, you got roots all over. You got branches and trees all over. They make a good shade tree, but they sure get big and they can mess up some ground. But if the ground is really dry after being wet and get dry, the next thing happens is that tree falls because the ground cannot withstand that heavy weight of that tree because the ground gives way. See, we don't want to give way once we get there. We want to keep standing. That's why some trees last hundreds of years. See, each and every one of us want to last hundreds of years. We want to keep going. We don't want to stop. We want to keep going. But the only way you can keep going is to keep going in the Lord. Listen to that word that's written in red. Abide in me. That's what Jesus said. Abide in me. So that's what you do. Abide in him. And things will work out. Now see, I'm going to tell you too. I watched that faith thing. I watched it work. I know what it's about. I watched it work. I've been around enough to know how faith works and how it works and what goes on. Because a lot of people don't know what faith is. A lot of people say they have faith, but as apostle and bishop say, until the rubber meets the road, that's when that faith thing gone. They get afraid. They don't know what to do. Especially when they're afraid, when people are afraid. See, that's the thing. Why should we be afraid? But we do. And people say, well, I'm only human. Yes, that's true. But that calming spirit, if you take a deep breath and think about the Lord, you'll be calm. It'll calm you down. The spirit will calm you down. The spirit will come right over you like a warm blanket. Long as we don't panic. See, the problem is we will panic. I know I've panicked before, so what about you? So let's thank the Lord and let's keep him in our hearts and minds. Let's keep him going. Let's keep him in us so we can produce. Mm-hmm. See, it's all about production. It's all about what you put out. What you put out is what you're going to get. If you go out there half-stepping in the Lord, what do you think the Lord going to do to you? He ain't just going to half-step you. He's just going to turn around and leave you right there standing because you didn't put forth your best effort to produce. When you go on your job, it's about production. Same thing. Same thing we got to do. It's about production. It's about what we need to do to put forth some effort. Put your best foot forward when you do things. Put on your work boots and go. Do what you got to do to prune them trees, which is you and anybody else around you, your home, your job, friends. Number one, this is a new year. You don't need no dead weight on you, no dead branches. Prune them. Get them out. But that's what I'm here to tell you. Get it out. Start the year fresh. Start the year with somebody that's going to help you grow. Start the year that someone's going to help you produce. That's the way we should start a year. Here's Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for the word. And as they was ministering, Apostle and Deacon Michael, I was thinking I used to do this type of work when I was a young man. I can remember Mom had flashbacks. They used to put us get on the bus and take us out into a field, and out there it was nothing but just trees of orange trees and grapefruit trees, and we used to get off to give us our clippers and a bag, and you had your water and everything on. That means you didn't have to come back to the bus, and just as far as you can see, with nothing but a row of trees. and every man had a row, amen, to go down. And then when you finish that row, you go over to another row of trees. And we used to prune all day long for a dollar an hour. And we had a ladder. We used to slide to the top of the tree and prune, and then you come on down to the bottom. Praise God. I just had flashbacks about that. Praise the Lord. In St. John chapter 15, verse 2 and 3, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Praise the Lord. And verse 3 say, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now Jesus here in verse 2 and 3 is making a distinction between two kinds of branches. Number one, cutting it off. And number two, cutting it back to branches. Praise God. Fruitful branches are cut back to promote growth. I want somebody to hear that. Praise the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Fruitful branches are cut back to promote growth. In other words, God must sometime discipline us to strengthen our character and our faith. Praise God. Oh, everything ain't the devil. Praise God. It's God is doing a work, praise God, in our lives. Ain't it funny when God doing the pruning and the cutting back in our lives, praise God, so oftentimes we don't understand, praise God. We always want to put it on the enemy, on the devil, praise God. But as I heard mentioned, amen, on the day about Job, how God bragged on Job, praise God. And that conversation was between God and the devil. And the devil said to God, the only reason that he's serving you because you got a hedge around him. And God said, I tell you what I do. I'm going to take the hedge down. You can have everything that he possessed, but his soul belongs to me. I want to say to somebody out there, every word in this Bible is important. Praise God. And if God spoke it, he's able to perform it. Now, if he wouldn't have said, his soul belongs to me, the devil would try to kill him. Because the Bible said the devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Am I right? So now, this is what I'm saying here. God must sometimes discipline us to strengthen our character and faith. But branches that don't bear fruit are cut off. Are you listening? At the trunk. Not only because they are worthless, but also because they often infect the rest of the tree. Praise the Lord. And you know, there's people like that in the church today. Praise God. They always got some negative. Ain't it funny why how they always can find a weaker person in the church and always they can get something started and they can infect the whole church to be so mindful. Praise the Lord. So, be mindful of that, of negative people, praise God, infecting the rest of the congregation, of the people in the church. And this is what happened to a tree when a branch is infected, praise God. It will affect the rest of the tree. People who don't bear fruit for God or who try to block the effort of God, followers, will be cut off for his life given power. God will cut you off. Praise God. Be so mindful of what you say about people. Praise God. Talking about people, scandalizing their name, pulling people down. Praise God. God see it all. He say, I searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. And I'm glad that we serve, praise God, a God that made us and know all about us. Ain't you glad about that today? Somebody today, praise God, God is pruning you. But all you got to do is say, Lord, show me and help me to accept what you allow in my life. Come on, somebody. Praise God. And God will bring you out. He always brings you out to bring you into something better. Praise God. He said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. See, he is cleaning somebody right now. Why you say that, Bishop? Because he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. This is what Deacon Michael was talking about. Oh, and said, oh, I done heard that before. No. It's time to accept now. Praise God. Yeah, you done heard it before. But now it's time to be a doer, not only a hearer. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. God will do great things. Abide in me, you see, and I in you. Notice that your Bible is in red writing. That means Jesus is the author and doing the talking, praise God. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Oh, you got to stay in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Fruit is not limited to this soul winning. Come on now. That's the great thing. And this is what it's all about. He that win a soul is wise. I know that's right. Praise the Lord. But now, watch this. In this chapter now, if you read it out, answer prayer is also a fruit when you see the manifestation of it in the earth. Come on. Joy. Why you say that, Bishop? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And love. Praise God, I mentioned as fruit in this chapter. All praise the Lord. And you'll find that in verse 7, 11 through 12. Praise God. Oh, it's good, praise God, to know, amen, that the Lord is on our side. Praise God. And we got to remain in Christ. And I'm going to give you five, praise God. Number one, believing that he is God's son. Praise God. You stand in him then. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that? Number two, receiving him as Savior and Lord. Praise God. Is he your Savior today? If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today can be your day. Praise God. The line is always open. All you got to do is call in and press the one. Praise God. And we will lead you, amen, to the throne today of Christ. Praise God. All this kingdom work. It's, you know, everybody now is a Christian, but oh, praise God, it's time now to make disciples. Praise God. This is what it's all about today, is making disciples for Jesus Christ. Number three, doing what God say. Praise God. And you'll find that, praise God, in 1 John 3:24. Number four, continue to believe the good news. Oh, this is good news today. This is not gospel, but this is gossip. This is good news. The good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that the God so loved the world, that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Ain't you glad about it today? And he's always right there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, he's right there today. And you'll find that in 1 John 2:24. Number five, relate in love to the community of believers. Relate in love to the community of believers of Christ's body. And you'll find that in John 15 in the same chapter and 12. Praise God. All you got to do, amen, is trust him. Praise God. Or he'll do great things in your life. He said, in the world, you're going to have trials and tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. The peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it. Oh, I'm glad about it today that we serve a risen Savior. Praise God. Send it back to glory and sit on the right-hand side of God, the Father Almighty, yet making intercession for us. Praise God. And God the Father sent the Holy Spirit back. Now his Spirit is everywhere. His Spirit, oh God, is over in Africa right now. His Spirit is in Australia right now. His Spirit is in Ireland right now. His Spirit is everywhere. Praise God. All at the same time. From the east, west, north, and the south. Ain't you glad, praise God, that we serve a supernatural God, that he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, and there is nothing too hard for him, nothing that he cannot do, praise God. Oh, come on, somebody, praise God. If you don't know Jesus Christ, oh, he say, behold, he stand at the door and knock. What door is he talking about, Bishop? He talking about the door of your heart. heart. Praise God. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be ashamed, because I heard him say, if you be ashamed of me to own me before men, he said, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. In other words, when you bow before him, he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Oh, that's going to, my bishop used to tell me that's going to be great and a terrible day. 2 days in one. It's going to be a great day for them that have received him, but it's going to be a terrible day for them that have rejected him. But ain't you glad that you're on the winning team today? You're on the Lord's side. Ain't you glad, praise God, that all he's always right there? He said, I never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you till the end of the world. Oh, and he's moving and blessing you right now, praise God. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. Oh, he will do great things in your life. He'll be whatever you want him to be right now in your life. He is a right now God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. Now, if you want God to move in your life, you got to show him some faith. Because he said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Oh, help me somebody. Praise the Lord. You got to show God some faith. Oh, tears don't move him. But, oh, if you show him some faith. The Bible tells me that his eyes go to and fro, up and down into the earth, looking for faith. Praise God on the earth. Praise God. Will you be one? Amen. We'll trust him today. Praise God. Oh, praise God. He will renew your strength. Oh, it's all about him today. He's always right now, right there. And I thank God, amen, that he's always there. Praise God. He may not come when you call him, but he's always on time. Praise God. Oh, he will never, never, amen, forsake us. Oh, if you do it, he say he cannot forsake, amen, or deny himself. But he got to be remain faithful to his word, because he is God. And he said, besides me, there is no other God. He was God back then for Israel, and he's God to us today. Am I right? Oh, he's God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He said, I'm God, and I change not. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, think verse 5, say, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Oh, we can't do nothing without him. Oh, nothing. Now, do you hear that? People say, I do it myself. Oh, no, you can't. Praise God. Oh, you people talking about, my alarm clock woke me up. I tell you what, take one to the graveyard. Come on, somebody. They talking about, I ain't seen no hearse all backed up to the graveyard yet. Not only the hearse, but also the alarm clock. Take one out there. Praise God. He says, appointed once for man to die, and after death, going to be the judgment. Praise God. He said, every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess that Jesus is his Lord. Oh, that goes from the White House to the outhouse. Oh, every man, praise God, every knee got to bow. Oh, to Jesus Christ. And I thank God for it today. Praise God. I tell you, truth is very, very narrow-minded. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that today? That truth is very, very narrow-minded. Praise God. Oh, he say, I'll be there. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that Jesus, praise God, will be right there. He love you. He love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. Oh, will you serve him? Amen. If you're on the Lord's side, just keep on serving. He will bring you out. Sometimes all we have to do is just make a bow. Praise God. Say, Lord, amen, I know that you is God. You know, and I trust you as my Lord and Savior. And I make a vow unto you this day. Amen. Praise God. If you do thus and so, whatever you need, God got it. He already know. Praise God. But he said, you have not because you ask not. All you got to do is ask him today, and he will, praise God, perform it for you. He'll show you just who he is. Man, he is God all by himself. He is the Savior of the world. Jesus is the answer to the world today. It's not man. It's not our government. It's Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Praise God. And if you call him, he will come. Isaiah 65:24 declared, if you call, he will answer. He said, while you yet speak it, he said he will hear. Oh, he said, if he be lifted up, and this is what we are here for, to lift up the name of Jesus, praise God. He said he will draw all men unto him. Oh, he's drawing somebody right now. Come on, the phone lines is open. All you got to do is call in today. Oh, praise God, and I lead you, amen, to, amen, to the Jesus Christ, praise God. Praise God. How do I do it, Bishop? All you got to do is repent. Praise God for all of your sin. We all have been born into a world of sin. Praise God. But Jesus gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He suffered, bled, and died. Went down into the grave and come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. Look back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? And ascended back to glory. Oh, he's alive today. Buddha is dead. Sun Yat Moon is dead. Harry Christian is dead. Joseph Smith is dead. Muhammad is dead. But oh, thank God, Jesus is alive. He's alive in me. What about you today? Oh, he want to be alive in you. Praise God. And he'll give you that closer walk to that bleeding side. But you got to accept him. Praise God. It's a lot of righteous folk. They ain't did no dope, no drug, no cheating, no nothing. Good-hearted folk, praise God, they helped the poor and did all that wonderful thing, but they yet hadn't accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Oh, this is the only way. Oh, he declared in St. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, listen now, he said, no man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, he is the way today. He is the way. He is the way to salvation. Oh, praise God. Ain't you glad about that today, that Jesus is the way, amen, from earth to glory. Praise God. And he is coming back. Amen. He said, I go away, amen, to prepare a place for you and I. He's saying, where I am, there you'll be also. That's why, and he said, seek these things that are above and not affection on things on this earth. Because the thing on this earth is just temporal. But, oh, the things that's in heaven is eternal. Oh, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Now, the Lord have brought you over to a year of new beginning. Oh, and it's the third day of January already. One for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is the third day, praise God. And the day can be your day, praise God. All you got to do is call in. If you even desire prayer, you can call in. Amen. We'll pray with you, praise God. Whatever, praise God, he will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. Whatever you need, Jesus got it. Praise God, but you got to call him. Praise God, and if you call him, he will hear you. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Praise God. You know, I can do it myself. That's true, too. But I also heard the word say, well, there's two touching and agreeing on anything on this earth. He said he'll do it for you. Oh, praise God. He'll move. Praise God. We're two touching and agreeing. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that today? Oh, I know I have some solid listeners out there today. Praise God. But I would not be, even if you want to share a testimony, you know, I know that every one of us ought to have a testimony how God has brought us over. And we can forget about those things that are behind because 2017 is over. It's a done deal. Whatever you didn't do in 2017, amen, praise God, you can't do it. Forget about those things that are behind. Oh, we can press now toward that mark of high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I get the happy, happy, happy. Praise God. I'm glad about it today. Praise God. That's why he said that we are in the world, but we're not of it. He have appointed and anointed and set us apart for his glory. Praise God. And ain't no big eyes or no little U's. Praise God. You know, we as a body of believers, it's time now for us to come together. Praise God. The mega churches as well as the small churches. You know, I often tell the church all the time, you don't get upset with your little pinky toe, but it's still on your feet. If you don't believe it, you heard it. I guarantee you don't walk straight. Come on, somebody. Even with your little pinky finger on your hand. Amen. It ain't big as the thumb, but it's connected to your hand. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Oh, praise God. And he said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. Oh, he placed, amen, our body and our body parts to where he had placed it. And that all that he made was a good and perfect gift unto him. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God. And he has placed each and every one of us in the body of Christ. Amen. For his glory. Praise God. And this is what apostles are talking about. You know, use your gift and your ability and what God has given to you. Not about to be like nobody else. Be you. Praise God. If you're a teacher, teach. Praise God. If you're a preacher, preach. Whatever God has given you. Praise God. And I'm going to get upset. Amen. If God used you more than he used me. Praise God. I'm going to get behind you and push you more. I just want to see souls get saved. People get delivered. People get healed. This is what it's all about. Praise God. One is down. Amen. I'm going to try to lift them up. Praise God. And bring you out. Praise God. You don't have to stay that way. Praise God. Because God always bring you out to bring you in to something better. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, ain't you glad today? Praise God. God bless you today. Praise God. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, but Bishop love you too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Deacon Michael. I tell you, continue to listen every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Now, I want you, as you listen today, I need you to just go ahead, get your calendar out, and save this date. On January 20th, 2018, we are in 2018, at 10 a.m. sharp at the Holiday Inn Express in Tavares, Florida, you will see the Glory Carriers. None other than the host, which is Dr. Gloria Porter. Our keynote speaker is Pastor Diana Dungy. And we have two other speakers, Maggie Paul and B. Benjamin. Now, Pastor Dungy is coming all the way from Katy, Texas. We have Maggie Paul from Titusville, Florida, and B. Benjamin from Eustis, Florida. So you know what? Come on out and hear what the Glory Carriers is going to be speaking on. I tell you, it's going to be some awesome listening, some awesome words just coming forth. That's at the Holiday Inn Express, and that address is 3601 West Burley Boulevard, Tavares, Florida, 32778. And if I went too fast for you, you can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and that's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com. Again, that's LOGION. I tell you, just go on there. And you just write that address down. If you have to purchase your plane ticket, your train ticket, your bus ticket, whatever ticket, as long as it's not a speeding ticket, come on and visit us on January 20th, 2018. And if you would like to even bless the woman of God, you know, say, woman of God, I'm planting this seed into the ministry. I'm planting this seed into the radio broadcast. You can also go onto our website and hit that donate button and donate to the woman of God. You could say, woman of God, we bless you for what you are doing. Keep up the good work. Just like you need encouragement, bless the woman of God. Encourage her as well, too. So we here at the City of Victory, on Blog Talk Radio, each and every one of you, each and every day, as you continue to listen to us, every Friday night we have the Wailing Walls prayer line, and that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 218 548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I tell you, come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. It's time for us in 2018 to stand upon the word of God and take back everything. So today, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that bed.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. Find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, that everything would be alright. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.